Richard Wyckoff's journey from a 15-year-old stockbroker to Wall Street legend is the stuff of financial folklore. By age 25, he owned his brokerage firm and had already begun developing what would become one of the most enduring market analysis frameworks in history. What makes Wyckoff's methodology particularly fascinating is how it remains relevant in today's algorithmic trading environment, over a century after its creation. Warren Buffett once remarked that Wyckoff's approach to understanding market psychology was years ahead of its time, while legendary trader Paul Tudor Jones credits Wyckoff's methods as foundational to his own trading success. The methodology's emphasis on understanding the intentions of large market participants has made it a secret weapon for institutional traders who prefer its nuanced approach over more widely known technical systems. Markets don't move in straight lines. They move in waves. This fundamental observation forms the cornerstone of Wyckoff's approach to understanding price action. These waves exhibit a fractal nature, meaning smaller waves compose intermediate waves, which in turn form larger waves. Each trend consists of numerous minor waves moving in both directions, creating a complex tapestry of price movement that reveals the ongoing battle between buyers and sellers. For example, a major uptrend might consist of several intermediate waves lasting weeks or months, while each of these contains smaller daily and hourly price fluctuations. By analyzing the relationship between these waves, their duration, speed, and range, traders can determine the nature of the trend and relative changes between supply and demand. When upward waves travel further and faster than downward waves, buyers are in control. This might manifest as quick, decisive upward moves, followed by shallow, slower retracements. Conversely, when downward waves dominate in speed and distance, sellers have the upper hand, typically showing a sharp downward moves with weak, short-lived rebounds. This wave analysis provides critical insights into market psychology. During bullish trends, greed drives prices higher until overbought conditions are reached, while fear pushes bearish markets lower until oversold conditions emerge. These emotional extremes often coincide with wave termination points. The key skill for traders is developing the ability to identify when waves in one direction end and begin in the opposite direction, essentially spotting the turning points where control shifts from buyers to sellers or vice versa. These transitions frequently occur at key technical levels, accompanied by changes in volume patterns and momentum indicators. Wave analysis also reveals that markets form only two fundamental structures: trends, bullish or bearish, and trading ranges, accumulation or distribution. During accumulation phases, professional traders purchase available stock and conduct maneuvers to verify there's no remaining supply. These tests might include spring tests below support levels, shakeouts of weak holders, and secondary tests of previous lows. Only when they've confirmed minimal selling resistance through repeated tests will they initiate the upward trend. This concept is crucial. Professionals won't move prices higher until they're confident the path of least resistance is upward. Understanding the current market cycle phase provides a significant advantage by helping traders avoid entering the wrong side of the market. These complete price cycles occur across all timeframes, making multi-timeframe analysis essential for proper market contextualization. For instance, a trader might identify an accumulation phase on a daily chart while using hourly charts to pinpoint optimal entry points within that larger pattern. This multi-layered approach helps traders align their positions with the dominant market forces at play across different time horizons. The wave principle also helps traders set realistic expectations for price movements. Each wave typically exhibits characteristics proportional to its time frame. Intraday waves might span a few points, while major waves on monthly charts could encompass hundreds of points. Understanding these proportional relationships helps traders set appropriate profit targets and stop-loss levels aligned with the wave structure they're trading. Properly assessing trends is crucial for determining market health by detecting weakness in the dominant force or strength in the opposing force. The key principle is comparison, evaluating current market behavior against previous movements rather than seeking absolute values. This comparative analysis helps traders align with strength and avoid weakness. Trend strength analysis examines several key metrics. Speed, the angle of price movement, indicates strength when faster and weakness when slower. Projection compares the distance traveled by impulses, with each impulse ideally exceeding the previous one to maintain trend health. Depth evaluates the distance of trend reversals, with shorter pullbacks indicating strength and deeper pullbacks suggesting weakness. Lines serve as powerful visual aids for evaluating market health. Horizontal lines identify past supply-demand imbalance zones. Connecting price lows creates support where buyers previously overwhelmed sellers, while connecting highs creates resistance where sellers previously stopped advances. When a support line is broken, it often becomes resistance and vice versa. Trend lines connect two or more price points. In bearish trends, connecting decreasing highs creates a bid line where sellers appear. In bullish trends, connecting rising lows forms a demand line where buyers emerge. The more touches a line has, the more valid it becomes, though careful judgment is needed to avoid drawing lines indiscriminately on minor movements. Channels form when parallel lines contain price movement, helping identify overbought conditions when price exceeds the upper channel boundary. Breaks of trend lines may signal trend exhaustion, but aren't conclusive without considering how the break occurs and preceding behavior. Trading ranges dominate market activity, representing periods where previous movement has halted and supply-demand have reached relative balance. These ranges are critical as they contain accumulation or distribution campaigns that build the cause for subsequent trends. The force behind this accumulation or distribution determines the strength of the following movement. Following the law of cause and effect, price must consume time within ranges to prepare for subsequent movements, with longer ranges generating proportionally longer trends. Decisive breakouts occur only after professionals have generated a clear supply-demand imbalance and confirmed their chosen direction as the path of least resistance. The Wyckoff methodology has stood the test of time, with over 100 years of continuous development proving its value across all financial instruments. Its enduring success stems from analyzing how price and volume react to the genuine forces governing all price changes, supply and demand. The methodology is built upon three fundamental laws that provide a framework for understanding market behavior. The first law, the law of supply and demand, states that prices rise when demand exceeds supply, fall when supply exceeds demand, and remain stable when balanced. A common misconception is that prices move because of buyer-seller imbalance, when in reality there are always equal numbers of each. For every buyer, there must be a seller. What matters is the initiative behind the orders and their aggressive or passive nature. Markets function as auction systems where buyers and sellers interact to match orders. Only aggressive market orders or triggered stop losses can actually move price. Additionally, the absence of supply can facilitate upward movement, just as absence of demand can ease downward movement, allowing price to move with minimal opposing force. The second law, the law of cause and effect, states that price changes require a root cause. Nothing happens without preparation. Causes typically develop through transfers between informed and uninformed traders during lateral price movements. The effect, subsequent trend, is proportional to the cause. Longer accumulation / distribution periods produce larger price movements. Wyckoff used point and figure charts to quantify cause and estimate effect. Unlike time-based bar charts, these volatility-based charts advance only after price reverses direction. The horizontal counting of columns helps estimate price objectives. Accumulation projects upward, while distribution projects downward. The third law, the law of effort and result, states that effort, volume, must produce corresponding result, price. Without effort, no work can be accomplished. When effort harmonizes with result, it signals movement strength and suggests continuation. When they diverge, it suggests weakness and potential reversal. Volume reveals the amount of securities changing hands, with increased volume signaling large trader participation. Large relative volumes typically accompany the termination of major price movements, especially when paired with small price advances. Strong volume after a bearish trend often indicates a selling climax and potential accumulation beginning. Similarly, strong volume following a prolonged uptrend suggests the uptrend's end and possible distribution phase commencement. Market turns can also occur through lack of interest rather than volume divergence. Small volumes at market bottoms often indicate diminished selling pressure, where even minimal buying can turn prices upward. Similarly, small volumes at market tops suggest lack of buying interest, where sellers can easily push prices down. Accumulation ranges are lateral price movements following bearish trends where professional traders absorb stock to later sell at higher prices. This absorption process represents the cause that will produce the effect of an upward trend, with the trend's magnitude proportional to the time spent building the cause. During bearish movements, stock control shifts from weak to strong hands. For market reversal, professionals must gain control, which happens gradually as prices fall. The accumulation structure finalizes this absorption process, preparing prices for an upturn. During accumulation, professionals create an environment of extreme weakness amid negative news to influence traders to take wrong positions. A key event is the spring, a sudden downward movement breaking range support that serves three functions: triggering stop losses of long positions, inducing sales from uninformed traders, and providing profit opportunities. Both triggered stop losses and new short positions provide liquidity for accumulating professionals, as these market sell orders become the counterparty for their purchases. When bullish reversals occur back into the range, stops from sellers who entered during bearish breaks add further strength to the upward movement. Professionals won't initiate upward movement until confirming the path of least resistance is upward. They conduct tests through downward movements to verify seller commitment, with low volume indicating lack of interest in lower prices. Key accumulation range features include decreasing volume and volatility as available stock diminishes, tests to range highs without volume showing absence of selling interest, springs to previous lows, wider and smoother upward movements than downward ones indicating quality demand, and development of rising highs and lows in the final stage, demonstrating buyer control. When no stock remains to be absorbed, a turning point occurs. Value control shifts entirely to strong hands who will only sell at much higher prices. Even slight demand increases now trigger sudden upward price movements, initiating the bullish trend. Distribution is the mirror image of accumulation, a lateral price movement that halts an uptrend where informed professionals with bearish interests sell their stock. During distribution, professionals create an environment of extreme strength, often supported by media, to attract buyers who provide counterparty for their sales. The upthrust, a sudden upward movement breaking range resistance, serves to trigger stop losses, induce buying, and generate profit. Before initiating downtrends, professionals verify the path of least resistance is downward by testing buyer interest. They initiate upward movements and evaluate participation through volume, with low volume suggesting lack of interest in higher prices. Key accumulation range features include decreasing volume and volatility as available stock diminishes, tests to range highs without volume showing absence of selling interest, springs to previous lows, wider and smoother upward movements than downward ones indicating quality demand, and development of rising highs and lows in the final stage, demonstrating buyer control. When no stock remains to be absorbed, a turning point occurs. Value control shifts entirely to strong hands who will only sell at much higher prices. Even slight demand increases now trigger sudden upward price movements, initiating the bullish trend. Distribution is the mirror image of accumulation, a lateral price movement that halts an uptrend, where informed professionals with bearish interests sell their stock. During distribution, professionals create an environment of extreme strength, often supported by media, to attract buyers who provide counterparty for their sales. The upthrust, a sudden upward movement breaking range resistance, serves to trigger stop losses, induce buying, and generate profit. Before initiating downtrends, professionals verify the path of least resistance is downward by testing buyer interest. They initiate upward movements and evaluate participation through volume, with low volume suggesting lack of interest in higher prices. The Wyckoff methodology identifies a logical sequence of events that occur during market turning points. These events follow the same pattern in both accumulation and distribution structures, with only the names changing to reflect directional differences. The first event, preliminary stop, initiates phase A, stopping the previous trend. In accumulation schemes, it's called preliminary support, PS, while in distribution structures, it's preliminary supply. This event marks the first significant entry of large traders who find price levels attractive enough to participate aggressively. The second event, climax, occurs after the preliminary support supply. In accumulation patterns, it's called selling climax, SC, while in distribution, it's the buying climax, BC. This powerful sign of strength-weakness occurs when the market moves rapidly, often supported by news, creating attractive prices for smart money to begin accumulation distribution. The third event, reaction, creates a large movement in the opposite direction, confirming the climactic event and signaling a change of character, chotch. This significant movement ends the previous trend and initiates a lateral price environment. The reaction's distance provides crucial information about professional intentions. A larger-than-average reaction suggests a stronger bottom or top. The fourth event, test, confirms which market participants have control by examining price action and volume when revisiting previously established support or resistance levels. A valid test shows low volume, indicating lack of interest and readiness for movement in the direction of least resistance. High volume suggests continued struggle for control, requiring additional tests. The fifth event, shaking, is the key event all Wyckoff traders anticipate, providing the strongest analytical signal in financial markets. This false breakout of a liquidity area initially appears intentional, but is actually deception, allowing large traders to absorb orders from ill-informed traders. For any significant trend movement in any market or time frame, a shake has previously developed. It's essential market mechanics. The sixth event, breakout, occurs after the phase C test event when price develops a trend movement in the direction of least resistance. Professional traders have absorbed necessary stock and verified through shaking and testing that they'll face minimal resistance in their favored price direction. This represents the second change of character, chotch, in the structure, ending price lateralization and beginning a new trending phase. The seventh event, confirmation, validates whether we're facing a true intentional movement. An upward breakout is confirmed by a last point of support or back up to the edge of the creek, BUEC. Similarly, a bearish breakout is confirmed by a last point of supply or fall through the ice, FTI. For a reliable confirmation, three key elements should be present: significant price distance in the breakout movement, test movement with narrow range and low volume candles, and price remaining outside the trading range. Phase analysis structures the processes of accumulation and distribution, providing essential market context that gives Wyckoff methodology an advantage over traditional technical analysis. The methodology identifies five sequential phases, A through E: stopping the previous trend, building the cause, testing, trending within range, and trending out of range. These phases form a comprehensive framework for understanding market behavior and identifying profitable trading opportunities. Phase A's primary function is stopping the previous trend and returning the market to equilibrium between supply and demand forces, transitioning from a trend context to a range context. It comprises four sequential events: preliminary support slash supply, PS slash PSY, selling slash buying climax, SC slash BC, automatic rally slash reaction, AR slash AR, and secondary test, ST. During this phase, institutional traders begin to take positions against the prevailing trend, causing the first signs of trend reversal. The climax represents peak trading activity and often coincides with extreme sentiment, followed by an automatic move in the opposite direction. Phase B begins after the secondary test with the intention of building the cause that will prepare the subsequent effect. It consists of successive tests at both the upper and lower structure boundaries, creating a trading range. During this phase, the market remains in balance while professional traders absorb most of the stock they need before the campaign concludes. This phase typically shows decreased volume and volatility as large players quietly accumulate or distribute positions. Signs of strength, SOS, or weakness, SOW, may appear, providing early clues about the eventual breakout direction. Phase C begins with the shake movement and ends after the shake test. During this phase, professional traders assess market participants' interest at specific price levels through spring in accumulation or upthrust in distribution actions. It centers around the shaking event, where large traders test market readiness for a directional move. This phase often includes false breakouts designed to shake out weak holders and trap traders on the wrong side of the market. Volume and price action become key indicators during this phase. Phase D begins after the shake test concludes and continues until the confirmation event fully develops. With no opposition in sight, the market shows clear imbalance through the break event. This phase consists of the breakout and confirmation events characterized by increasing volume and momentum in the breakout direction. Signs of strength or weakness become more pronounced, and the price action shows clear evidence of institutional participation through higher highs or lower lows. Phase E begins after the confirmation event when the successful break test shows one side has absolute market control, indicating traders should only trade in that direction. This phase consists of alternating impulsive and reactive movements, with reactions becoming shallower as the trend progresses. The price abandons the structure that built the cause and begins trending as its effect. Volume typically expands during impulse moves and contracts during reactions, confirming the trend's health. This phase continues until signs of exhaustion appear, potentially leading to a new phase A in the opposite direction. Trading and investment decisions should be based on three critical elements in chart reading: context, structures, and trading areas. These elements form the foundation for applying the Wyckoff methodology effectively in modern markets. Context relates to what appears on the left side of the chart in both your trading time frame and higher time frames. The vital rule is to trade in favor of the larger structure, prioritizing longer-term structural development to determine market direction bias. Structures form the cornerstone of Wyckoff methodology, where traders must understand what's happening within them to determine who's gaining control between buyers and sellers. The logic behind these structures is that price rotation requires systematic accumulation or distribution following specific steps. Trading areas function on auction theory principles and the market's need to facilitate trading. Large traders require counterparties when opening and closing positions, so they exploit shake movements to open positions and maintain them until reaching liquidity zones where they can close those positions. The Wyckoff methodology defines specific areas for potential trades: in Phase C's potential shock zone, in Phase D during the trend movement within range and after breakout tests, and in Phase E, looking for trend tests or minor structures supporting the major structure. The trade-off is clear. The more developed the structure, the higher the confidence, but lower the potential profit. Significant bars help identify short-term market turns by confirming institutional presence. These bars feature wider ranges, higher volume proportional to range, closes in the middle of the range in the movement's direction, and commitment, shown by closing above resistance, bullish, or below support, bearish. Proper position management requires placing stop losses where the proposed scenario would be invalidated. For shake entries, stops should be placed beyond the end of the movement. For shake test entries, stops can be either beyond the significant bar or at the end of the stage. Take profit strategies include watching for climatic bars with high range, speed, and volume that signal trend exhaustion, identifying the completion of phase A, which indicates the previous trend has ended, utilizing liquidity zones like previous highs, lows, where orders accumulate, and employing volume profile levels, which act as price magnets due to institutional interest. The theoretical aspects of the Wyckoff methodology provide a framework, but the market requires flexibility and adaptability. Each market structure is unique due to the continuous interaction between supply and demand forces, making it impossible for two identical structures to develop. Understanding this variability is crucial for successful application of Wyckoff's principles. Real-world examples across various markets demonstrate the universality of Wyckoff principles. The S&P 500 shows a classic reaccumulation structure with a shock event, illustrating how an upward movement can end through exhaustion rather than a climactic event. The decreasing volume throughout Phase B indicates stock absorption by buyers, with institutional accumulation occurring quietly. Notable price action features include spring tests of support levels, followed by higher lows and expanding volume on rallies, classic Wyckoff signatures. The Bitcoin chart demonstrates the methodology's applicability to modern digital assets, showing a classic accumulation structure with a minor jolt as Phase C's test event. After four stop events, the overall volume decreases, a signal of absorption and potential buyer control. The cryptocurrency market, despite its relative youth, displays remarkably similar behavioral patterns to traditional markets, with clear signs of institutional participation through volume analysis and price structure formation. Google's chart illustrates a complete price cycle: distribution phase, downward trend, accumulation phase, and upward trend. Though complex, it clearly shows market movement, developing a distribution structure causing subsequent downward trend, followed by an accumulation campaign before starting an upward trend. The stock exhibits multiple timeframe confirmation, with weekly and daily charts showing aligned signals at major turning points. Volume patterns during accumulation phases show characteristic reduction in selling pressure, followed by subtle signs of absorption. The Australian dollar-US dollar cross demonstrates market fractality, price developing identical structures across all timeframes, following universal supply and demand laws. While real-time reading is challenging, these signals help objectively determine control through context, structures, and trading areas. The Forex market's 24-hour nature creates unique challenges, but Wyckoff's principles remain effective when applied with proper consideration of global trading sessions and their impact on volume patterns. The Wyckoff methodology's strength lies not in rigidly identifying every event, but in developing the capacity to interpret market fluctuations and recognize accumulation or distribution patterns. This objective market reading approach gives traders a genuine advantage beyond merely labeling structures. Success comes from understanding the underlying market behavior, recognizing institutional footprints, and adapting to changing market conditions while maintaining adherence to core principles. The methodology provides a framework for reading supply and demand imbalances across any market condition, allowing traders to position themselves alongside smart money movements.